Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, Oregonians are still under the stay-at-home order by Governor Kate Brown. In Oregon, there have been more than 39,000 tests given, with more than 37,000 returning as negative, more than 1,900 positive, and 74 deaths as of 8 a.m. yesterday morning. In Warm Springs, as of Friday, April 17th, 27 tests were administered, with 26 returning negative and one pending results. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs Tribal Council urges community members to stay home and save lives. Only go out for essential needs such as groceries and medical needs. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs branch of Public Utilities wants our community and listeners to be aware that the promoted flushable wipes are not flushable. They are marketed as flushable, however, are not compatible with sewer systems and infrastructure. Flushing these products presents an increasing problem for property owners, sewer systems, and utility workers, since wipes often do not break down after being flushed and end up clogging pumps, collection systems, and motors, causing backups and equipment failures. Because of the stay-at-home order during this coronavirus outbreak, unemployment claims have soared in Oregon. As reported by the Bulletin on Easter Sunday, an error in the Oregon jobless claims system told many people they needed to restart their claims. After the initial error, Oregon Employment Department's website reported that the restart-stop issue has been fixed. Yet when workers continued their claims yesterday, the error occurred again. The department has been unable to process many claims because it still relies on a 1990s computer system to process claims, even though they received federal funding for an upgrade in 2009. The employment department's inability to waive the waiting week or include self-employed or gig workers has put Governor Kate Brown under pressure from Oregon's congressional delegation. Brown said last week the state will eventually waive the waiting period and make it retroactive to workers who already filed claims. Oregon Governor Kate Brown last week outlined requirements the state needs to meet before lifting any restrictions related to the coronavirus pandemic. Brown says the state needs to have more testing, strategies for tracing and isolation, and enough hospital beds to treat any future surge of coronavirus cases that occur. Brown talked with OPB's Think Out Loud on Friday, comparing the state's reopening strategies to those that were done during the Spanish flu pandemic.
The cities that open up too early, they saw incredible backlash. We don't want that to happen here. That's why we're going to move incrementally and gradually.
Brown says any efforts to reopen the state may be done on a county-by-county or regional basis, rather than all at once. The top eight selections in Friday night's WNBA draft included Oregon's Big Three. KLCC's Love Cross reports.
The draft was held in New York with players taking part remotely. Oregon's Sabrina Ionescu was chosen as the number one overall pick by the New York Liberty. Speaking from her home in California after the draft, Ionescu was asked about being an inspiration for the next generation.
I'm just excited for that opportunity, you know, having done it in Eugene and kind of changed the way people viewed women in sports in Eugene, and just excited to take that with me to Brooklyn and hopefully use it for a bigger good in that bigger marketplace.
Teammate Satu Sabali was the second pick. She'll head to Texas to play for the Dallas Wings. Sabali watched the draft from Eugene.
It's so cool. You know, it just shows that we have built a great culture at Oregon, have recruited great players, and we got the right kind of practice and development. We really had the best support system around us.
Ruthie Hebert went to the Chicago Sky as the eighth overall pick. Oregon State's Michaela Pivick was also drafted, rounding out the top 25. She'll be playing for the Atlanta Dream. I'm Love Cross reporting.
Even though sports have been put on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the NFL draft will kick off virtually on Thursday with the first round, then continue on Friday and Saturday for rounds 2 through 7. Former Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert has been projected by many analysts to go as high as 5th to the Miami Dolphins or as low as 23rd to the New England Patriots, who are still in the process of replacing 6-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Tom Brady, who moved on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers during free agency. The first round of the NFL draft will air on ESPN, ABC, and the NFL Network on Thursday at 5 p.m. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.